We're really fucking stupid.
You've probably heard how shitty all of our quality is in the last two episodes and how we always release it late because we have to edit it so much. Yeah. It's because we couldn't find a place to record that's quiet.
But now we realize that our campus has a shit ton of 24-hour study rooms.
That are private and quiet.
And that are available to us 24 hours.
And also right next to the Mac Lab, where we edit our audio.
So we're fucking idiots.
But good news, you're gonna get better quality videos now.
Yeah, but sad news for this episode, I'm fucking shot. I am sick.
So am I. See, you said I'm sick and I immediately needed a cough.
And so, better quality... But
better quality sound, worse quality voices.
Yeah. Definitely.
Ugh. Oh boy. Okay. Gay silence. Anyways. Dude, my back is finally feeling better from when I bruised my spine with Lion and Cleopatra.
That's crazy.
Have I talked about this in here before?
I don't think in here. I think you've told me this.
Oh, well. We were coming home from a party and Mom and El Jefe left early because Mom was sick and El Jefe just follows Mom. And I was, like, trashed. Like, so beyond trash. But so was Lion. I'm pretty sure he had, like, 1 million grams of cocaine that night. It wouldn't surprise me. But all three of us were holding hands and we were walking up the icy staircase because it had just rained.
Yep.
And then it just got cold and I busted my ass. And instead of trying to catch myself with my hands, I, like, just kind of threw myself onto my back into the snow, assuming it would cushion my fall. It wasn't snow. It was ice, and I got, like, a spike into my spine. And then, like, Monday, that after that weekend, I went to the athletic trainer that I have for volleyball. And he was like, yeah, you bruised your spine and both your SI joints.
Damn.
I had to heat it 3 times a day for every day for 2 weeks and get ice. It's terrible.
That's brutal. But I know my yearly falling down, like, rate has definitely gone up ever since I've been to Alfred. I think I fell down, like, 5 times this year. Usually it's a good 0 falling.
Maybe one.
But now it's 5. 5 falling times.
I've only fallen once, but the one time I did fall, I almost broke my spine, so.
Is there- Great. Oh, I might not have. Oh, no, I still have a scratch on my fucking arm of me falling down on the ice. I think I was drunk. I think I was a little drunk when I did this.
That's fine.
Yeah. But I remember I fell down. Oh, yeah, I was drunk. I fell down. I went into 38 and I'm looking at people and I'm like, bro, I got a scratch on my fucking arm. And then they're like, by who? Who did it? And I'm like, me. And then they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, the ground. The floor. I fell. And then they're just like, what the fuck? You should have started with that. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Mom always gets so mad at me because when I get drunk, I feel like my hand-eye reflexes work better. And I trust in them. So, like, literally any time I'm drunk, I'm always, like, I always just go the pathway that whatever way I go. So I'll, like, climb stairs and, like, walk on ice just because when I'm sober, I climb stairs and walk on ice. But Mom or, like, Punchy McPhee will be, like, Vita, what is my name? Loca.
What is my name?
They'll be, like, Loca, don't do that. You'll fall down. And I always, there's so many stories they have of me turning around, flipping them off, and sprinting downstairs completely wasted. I do it at 38 all the time.
Oh my god.
But here's the thing. If the lights are off and I just go upstairs and take 2 at a time, I can be so beyond trashed, I'll still make it. But as soon as those lights are on and I can see those stairs,
It's gone.
It's not gonna happen.
It's because, like, when you look at it, you keep focusing on it and you're like, you stumble yourself. But when your mind already knows where it is because of how many times you've already been there,
you just know.
Like, you just know you're going up the stairs and you don't even think about it.
That's why I'm so good at stump. Because I'm terrible at it and I'll have the hammer and I'll go for the nail and I'll look at the nail and I miss. But then I'll get to the point where I have to get it in one try to win. I haven't hit once yet. And I'll be like, watch this. I can do it with my eyes closed. Yeet! And I always get it.
What's stump?
You know how they have that stump upstairs in 38 in that bucket of nails?
Oh, Yeah.
You put a nail in the stump, and you pass the ham around, and you have to throw it and flip it in the air and catch it and then hit it. And the first person to get their nail all the way into the stump wins.
I didn't know they did that.
It's because only the jocks do it, and there aren't jocks at 38. There's just cocaine addicts and girls. Every time Maddie goes to 38, though, a stump game starts.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I usually just go to 38, dance, talk to whoever wants to talk to me.
I always play Pong. Pong is my shit.
That's true. Whenever I'm at 38 and I see line, it's game over. We're bumping into the music, no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Line and Cleopatra are my favorite people at 38.
They're so fun.
I always end up making out with Cleopatra, and I always end up looking at line, and he's like, what? And he's just so mind blown. And I was not a dancer or a partier until I went to 38 once with T-Squared and Lion and Cleopatra. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to dance. And I danced with Cleopatra all night.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
I can only go out if I'm drunk. If I'm already drunk, that's when I go out. I can't go out if I'm sober.
Being at 38 sober is really weird. Especially being there at the daytime when I'm sober. I had to walk down there to give Tyler a jewel pod once. I had like a single jewel pod.
How?
I don't remember. I just remember I needed to go give it to him. And I walked all the way to 38. It was like noon.
Oh, that's so weird.
And I like knocked on the door because I didn't know if I was allowed to just walk in. And it was really weird. And I was like, it was just so weird seeing that place in like the daytime and not at a party.
Yeah, is it like really empty?
Yeah, it was just.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was really weird. I did not like it.
That's so strange. I don't think I'm going to go out this weekend.
No, I don't think anybody is, actually, because LFA is sad, and me and Mom are not here, and who else is there to go out with? That sounded really conceited. No, I just don't think anybody actually is going out. No. We're all, like, sick and exhausted and ready for spring break.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, hey, at least I have more alcohol for next weekend.
No, we have a bunch from last weekend when Comrade and Juice brought us, or got beer. Except fucking Barry didn't finish any of them. So I have.
Oh, it was Barry.
I have my. One of them was Barry's, one of them was Comrade's. There was two of them that were completely full, but opened. So I have this Powerade bottle that was issued to me by the volleyball team.
Yeah.
That I dumped all the beer in, and it's just closed and in the fridge.
Oh,
and it's full of beer.
That's so gross. It must be flat as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make them drink it when I come home.
Oh.
And be like, hey, remember last weekend when you opened beer and then wasted it? Plunk. There you go. Drink so, up.
So nasty. How is the driving situation going to work out for spring break for you guys?
I don't have no idea now. It's going to be me and Mom, both of our ex-boyfriends, and Rasper Jasper in a Jeep. Or not Rasper Jasper.
Jonah.
Whale.
Yeah, Jonah the Whale.
Jonah and the Whale.
Yeah.
Is this going to be us five? And me and Punchy McPhee are fine now.
Yeah.
But spring break is in a week.
And is that enough time
like, for Mom and El Jefe?
It's probably enough time for Mom.
Mom's fine already.
Yeah, she's probably fine. But for Jefe, though.
I think Jefe will be okay. He's already taking it so much better than I expected him to.
That's good.
And I think he knew in the first place, like, they were better off as friends.
Yeah.
All breakups hurt for everybody.
That's true. That's fair.
I'm more worried about Punchy McPhee at this point.
What the fuck is that all about? That's so weird.
He's just a dramatic little person.
Oh, man.
We're not editing any of these coughs out. You can just suffer.
Yeah.
Listeners.
You know what? You made us this way.
We put too much effort into this and got sleep deprived.
Exactly.
I have so much metal in my ear right now.
I know. I can see it. Why? You have so much. Did you get, like, new piercings or anything?
No, these are cuffs.
Oh, okay.
I just felt like being bedazzled today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Live your best life.
This is actually just what cheers up Mom. She was like, will you look like a girl today? And I was like, sure. And then we went to Walmart and I got a pack of hoops. I have these ones are like gold, silver, and black. And then I got this cuff, like a pack of cuffs. And then I let her wax my eyebrows.
Nice.
Because that brings her joy. So, who cares?
I used to be like when I was in high school, I used to give a fuck about what I wore. Like, I used to have earrings all the time, makeup every day.
I don't know how to put on makeup. That's the only reason I don't wear it.
Really?
I just don't know how.
I know how. Like, don't get me wrong, but, like, ever since college, I just don't give a fuck anymore. These are, like, new people that I don't know, and you're gonna see my face for how it truly is, and then when I go out, you're gonna be amazed because how well I can put myself together.
No, I never really cared about what I wore anyways.
I used to care a lot. I used to give a shit ton of fucks.
I always just wore earrings because I don't like it when the holes close. I never wore hoops because I didn't own any.
I used to wear hoops all the time.
I got hoops now though, and I fuck with them.
I like hoops. They're nice. I can't even hit my jewel anymore.
Pourquoi?
Because my throat will literally implode if I fucking take a hit.
Juice left his jewel charger in my laptop.
Really?
Yeah. He's been stressing all week about it. He's like, I don't know where the fuck it is. Do I have to buy a new one? And I was like, no. You know, don't buy a new one. I'm sure you can find it. And I can't wait to like roll up at RIT and be like, there you go.
I left my charger in Skulls once in like a 24-hour study room. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and someone was using the computer and he looks at me and he's like, is this yours? And I'm like, yes, it is. And here, like, thank you. Sorry that I'm a fiend.
Big oof.
I love that. Like the cough, the sniff, and then the ugh.
That was a good time. We record these podcasts on my phone, and it's really stressing me out, because Juice keeps texting me, and he's really cute, and I want to text him back, but I can't have the thummy thumbs on the phone, because then we'd have to edit it out, and it's fine!
That's cheap. Yeah.
Fuck printmaking.
You don't like it?
I love it, but I don't like doing it in groups. That was terrible this morning.
Yeah, that was terrible. And then, like, the fact that, Miles was just, like, someone asked him what would happen if you can't print out, like, you know, the original, prints.
And he was just like, oh,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, he was like, well, life happens, you know? It just sucks. Like, life just sucks.
He was being really weird today, like, to me.
Really?
Like, when I first walked in, I was, like, just waking up from being asleep. Like, you know how, you don't really wake up for class until 9:30? We were just walking into the print studio, and I had just taken off my sweatshirt, and I was just wearing my crop top, because I didn't want to get ink on my sweatshirt. And he goes, ooh, crop top! And I was just like, that's really weird, Miles. And then just moved on throughout my day. And then I was, like, printing, and I had the big roller, and I was going back and forth, and then I had my board in my hand, and I was holding it with one hand over Jackie, and he went, and he, like, poked my bicep and said, that's surprising, and I was just like, thank you. And then I looked at him, and I said, how are you not shredded with all this shit, like, the printing? And he was just like, I don't eat protein, and just moved away, and I was just like, wow, you're really weird today. He was just, like, very, like, less teachery and more like friend.
Yeah.
And it really threw me off.
He's so funny.
He is.
He's a crazy person.
That's surprising. Thank you, I guess.
Oh my god.
He was just mad because I had better biceps than him.
He was like, he stayed like an hour later.
And no,
like,
I was there.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, you were. What the fuck? Yeah. and like.
Okay.
And, We were talking, and Sarah was like, well, what if you need to eat lunch? You can't, like, not eat lunch. And this was before 11, so, like, they were still talking about if he was going to stay or not.
I think I was standing there, too. I think I vaguely remember hearing this. Yeah. But continue.
And he was saying, eating is overrated. And I look at him, I'm just, That makes sense, because you're so skinny. He's so
skinny.
That water
bottle you're drinking is thicker than that man's arm.
I know. That's crazy. It's thicker than his leg.
He's a tiny, tiny boy.
He is a tiny boy.
That made me laugh really hard when he got ink all over his hands, and he was like, this is why we wear black sweatpants. And just started rubbing his pants, and I was just like, relatable. That's a move.
That is such a move. I have so much, like, ink on my hands.
Yeah, me too. I took a shower and I'm still, like, covered in it.
It sucks. I washed my hands, like, 20 times already.
It's fine. Oh, my hair's in a bun? That's interesting. I remember that happening. Fun fact, listeners, anytime me and Vita here get stuck and don't know what to say, we just chant gay silence until we think of something.
That's true.
Gay silence.
Gay silence.
Gay silence.
Gay silence.
We should just compose all of our gay silence that we have to cut out into one video of us just saying gay silence for 30 minutes straight.
You know what I want? I want clout glasses. What the?
That had me all kinds of shook. Get some. You could totally rock them.
I have like fancy clout glasses.
I really like the cheap ones that are like child's Dora glasses.
You can oh my god, store. Yeah. I think those are so funny.
Jinx, you owe me a soda, bitch.
If you think I have money for a fucking soda right now, you are mistaken.
Dining dollars.
Okay, fair. I just spent, like, my last $5 on a pack of water.
You're about to get your tax returns, though.
I don't know when. I don't know when. I hope soon.
My dad texted me and had this really ominous text about tax returns. Because I texted him and I was like, do I need to be doing my taxes right now? Just because, like... It's weird. He's weird about taxes. And he responded, no, shit fam, me and mom, he and you for Eric. And I was just like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I just responded, what does that mean? And he sent back a smiley face emoji, nothing else. But the first word was no, so I'm assuming I don't need to be doing it. I'm pretty sure H and E was like autocorrect H and R. And he meant to say like him and my mom are going to H&R Block to do it for me and my brother.
Oh, okay. Which... I think it's the, because my parents, they don't do taxes. They don't have to do taxes because they're from, like, a different country and they work at the United Nations. So, like, they pay taxes for their own country.
Mine aren't due until March 23rd. So when I go back for spring break, I should be able to just sign off and be good.
Yeah. And, like, I'm a dependent in, like, when I work and stuff. So, and like, so yeah. So, like, I just do my own taxes on TurboTax, and it's, like, the easiest fucking thing ever.
Taxes are stupid.
Yes, but that refund check, though. That refund
is so good.
That's nice.
I love it when I get my refund.
Oh, yeah, big time.
refund.
Because, like, did you make more than $10,000 this year? Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I worked 4 jobs.
Then you should be doing your taxes 100%.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure they're done.
Because I only made like 7,000 something this year.
That's fine. I'll do them. I'll get to it. I have a month. Yeah. And I'm going home next weekend.
That's true. I mean, we're all going home with you.
Yeah. You guys can sit and watch me do my taxes. Isn't that going to be entertaining? I'm so excited to take you guys home. You're going to have some cookout you've never had before and have like a mouth orgasm. And then once that's over, you're going to think it's over and your mouth will like think it's safe. And then I'm going to take you to Duck Donuts and you'll have even more mouth orgasms. And then we're going to take you to Jeff's Thai food place. And we're going to go to the beach and suffer because it's only going to be like 55 degrees, but it's a beach and it's warmer than 12.
That's true.
So who fucking cares?
It's going to be a lot better out here.
And we can have a bonfire in my backyard, which is always fun. Might go see a movie.
Are there going to be any parties? Or?
Yeah, there will be a party somewhere. I can find them pretty easy. Nice. Especially if I bring 10 people home with me, and I could just text, like, MT or Ash and just be like, hey, bro, do you want to hang out with me and all my friends and bring alcohol? And he'd be like, cool. And the fact that the 11 people show up, because it'd be all of us and that one person, it would turn into a party.
Nice, bro. Because I'm down to get to a party.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a party. I could just text David. Or I could text David's mom and be like, hey, can we have a party at your house? And I'd just show up at David's house. And he'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm partying with your mom. What you think I'm doing here? His mom's so cool.
Oh, a friend of mine, her house is always the plug. It's always a trap. Trap houses are so much fun.
I might get a tattoo when we go home for spring break. Because I don't trust the one here.
Oh, yeah, no. The one here is super sketch.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think it's that sketchy. It's just I don't like the artists very well. Like, they're not, like,
yeah, they're all not that, that great.
Like, this was easy. It's a triangle.
Yeah.
With a triangle inside of it. But I don't really trust them to do, like, Majora's Mask or the Master Sword or my Hearts and Bones tattoo. Yeah. I might trust them to do my moose. The moose would be easy for them. But,
like, the big boys, like, the really difficult ones?
Yeah,
no. No.
Aw, Jinx, how cute. We coughed at the same time.
I made sure we did, so it wasn't two different coughing noises.
How good. Oh my god, I just saw that thermostat and it said 29, and I thought it was 29 degrees in here for a second, and I was just like, fuck! Oh no.
That's probably on the Celsius?
Yeah, probably.
What's 29 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit, though?
I used to know that formula off the top of my head. I feel like it's like times 180 divided by something. I don't know. I feel like I'm close. I know it's 180. No.
I don't think so. I think it's 2 something.
What's going on in your brain right now?
It's 84 degrees Fahrenheit.
That seems really hot. Oh, now it's 30. We're heating up this room, Bev. We're too hot.
We're too hot. We're too hot with sickness. That's what
we just both radiating heat.
Yeah, it's 30 times 9 over 5.
I don't know what the fuck formula
is. Plus 32.
We're art majors. Why did we think we knew math?
I don't fucking know.
I can't wait for this weekend. It's gonna be so good to not be in Alfred.
I am gonna fucking take a nap the entire weekend.
Sounds like a move.
It is a move.
I'm gonna take a nap all weekend too, and then wake up and make out with my boyfriend. And then we're going clubbing.
Ooh.
In Rochester. That's gonna be fun.
Oh, wait, so you guys like dating now?
Mm-hmm. Officially, we figured it out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Are you in each other's bios?
No, I never put anybody in my bios. If he puts me in his bio, I will, but like, it's not really a thing that I do.
That's fair. Well, that's cute.
Our anniversary is the same day as my brother's birthday.
That's funny.
We should interview my mom. Spring break.
Oh, we could, yeah. Get to, like, ask her questions and stuff.
Yeah, she'll tell baby stories. That would be such a cool one. I think we should definitely do that.
Okay, we can do it. Does your mom have, like, a cool past?
Relatively. She was a loadmaster in the Air Force. You know, and you know in the movies when there's that person that stands next to the open helicopter door and she slaps all the people's asses as they jump out of the plane?
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Oh my god.
But that's an actual thing you do. You don't slap their... They're not slapping asses. They're checking their parachute line.
Oh. That's so funny.
But that's what my mom did. That's her favorite job she's ever had. Now she's a drug dealer.
She's a pharmacist.
Yeah, she's a pharmacist. My mom gets so mad at me because I'll just, like, literally tell people that she's a drug dealer. And she's like, don't tell people that. Oh, fuck. That was my entire full name. That
your entire name.
Delete.
That's going to be a huge beep. I hope you know that.
That was a really spot-on mom impression, though. It's a shame you have to beep it out. I just said my full name. It's fine.
Dear Lord.
La Vida Loca. You get your butt over here right now and tell this person I am not a drug dealer.
Oh. What if I went up there and be like, so, you're a dealer.
So how much do we pay for a gram here?
You have a zip? Let me know. How much is that?
She'd probably be like, what the f*** is a zip? Is this like a new hip word?
No, not at all.
Zip out the door.
I saw like an Instagram posts, and it was like this white guy, like he tweeted something. He's like, my dealer said to me that it was $2.50 for a zip, and he like stops. He's like, so you think I'm white right now? Like, that's too much. Fuck that. Like, that's so fucking true. My friend, this kid back home, he got like half a zip for I don't know, not 100, for like $70.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a lot of fucking weed. That's like a lot of fucking weed. Goddamn. Have you been to Wyoming?
Wyoming? I've been to all 50 states.
All 50?
I can name all 50 capitals too.
Well, I know that. But I didn't know you went to all 50 states.
Been to all 50 states, 5 out of 7 continents.
Damn.
Yep. I'm just missing Antarctica and Australia. Because fuck the cold and fuck kangaroos.
Where have you been to South America?
I've been to Brazil, Honduras, Chile, Argentina.
Damn. How'd you get to all these places?
Mission trip, cruise, vacation.
Oh.
You forgot that my family's outrageously religious for no reason.
That's fair, yeah. My family's really fucking religious. It's like, no, it's not even my family, it's just my mom.
It's weird that you asked about South America. Usually when people find out I've been to 5 out of 7 continents, they usually ask me about Asia or Africa.
Really?
Yeah, never South America. Apparently South America's too basic. And I'm like, what the fuck? America's basic.
That's true. America is so basic.
It is.
Like,
I think it's because we've lived here our whole life. Talk to someone that's never been to America before.
That's the thing. Like, when you talk to someone that's not from America, that's the only place they want to go to is America. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's not that great.
It's really not. Just, like, London's not that great, but everybody wants to go there. It's really just, like, dirty and cold.
Yeah, right?
And cloudy all the time.
It's, like...
wet.
Yeah, and then, like, especially from, like... since I'm from Long Island, New York,
mm-hmm.
and then when I go to Brazil and shit, and I'm like, yeah, from New York, they immediately shit their pants. They're like, oh my god, you're from New York? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm from New York. Like, what do you want? Like, what do you want me to say about it? It's not the greatest place in the world.
Can you get us to New York?
I'm like, yeah, like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
People from New York think it's, like, when I'm up here, and up here, they freak out that I'm from Tennessee. Like, I think it's very funny when, like, Northerners hear that I'm from the South.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like, they don't freak out, but they're like, what? They're Southern states? They exist? That's so weird. That's my impression. She does that voice sometimes.
And her fucking voices.
Mom.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Mom and her fucking voices. They're very funny.
Mm-hmm. And Jonah. I love Jonas. The whale.
True. I hate it when he gets passive aggressive.
That's fine.
That's why I want to scream. But he's chill.
He never gets passive aggressive with me because I can out-petty him any day. And I'm mean, and I don't care.
I'm gonna start being like that. Like,
you have to get a little bit of evil when you're chaotic.
Yeah. Like, today, I told him to shut the fuck up. And I kind of felt bad about it.
But he shut the fuck up.
But he shut the fuck, exactly, but he shut the fuck up. And that was my end goal. Like, I did feel bad because I ended up thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But then he stopped talking.
No, I don't know. I think Jonah knows that, like, I'm not, if I'm, like, being mean, it's not because I'm, like, actually genuinely mad and trying to be mean. It's just because I'm getting, like, overly stressed and frustrated and just need them to stop. So, like, anytime I actually am, like, just chill the fuck out and shut up, please. He's just like, I'm so sorry, I'll just go take a nap. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go take a fucking nap and eat a sandwich, bitch. And I leave. And then the next day he's like, hey, sweetheart, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. Thanks for taking me to get a nap.
Oh my god, Scooby-Doo. That just reminded me of Scooby-Doo.
That was the Perry Platypus
song. I know, but it reminded me of Scooby-Doo.
Copyright. I saw this thing on, like, Instagram, but it was a Tumblr post about, like, there was, like, this, like, long rant about how this person, every time they see a group photo of the Scooby gang, think that there should be a sixth person, but their memory was wiped. Like, have you ever looked? Like, it's just so weird. Like, it's, like, the funniest fucking thing. It's, like, what is that thing where you, like,
deja vu?
Mandala effect.
Oh.
Where there was a sixth person in the Scooby-Doo gang, but we don't remember.
No, but it's Fred?
Fred, Velma, Scooby, Shaggy, Daphne.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but there should have been a sixth.
What? No.
Just look up on your phone right now a picture of the Scooby gang and tell me there shouldn't be a sixth person in that picture.
Okay, let me fucking do this right now.
Which one are you in the Scooby Gang?
Which one am I?
Yeah.
I'm probably fucking Shaggy.
Yeah. I can't decide if I'm Velma or Scooby. Mom is Velma.
No, this looks right.
There's definitely should be a sixth person.
But, like, now that you say that, I feel like...
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Everybody listening should just look up a picture of the Scooby Gang real quick and leave a comment on our Instagram if there should be a sixth person or not.
Why?
Promotions!
You're doing this to me. Why are you doing this to me? Like, I know that there's five. There's always been five. Like, I know it. I know. But now that you're like, there should be six, I'm like, there should be six. Why isn't there six
there
people?
There should be six.
No, there shouldn't be.
There's a sixth person that we just don't know about.
Where?
They stand behind Scooby and between them and Shaggy. That's their spot.
No.
Yeah. Look at the picture and tell me there shouldn't be a person standing right there.
Shut your fucking warm mouth. Don't even
I said you have to beat me out.
Yeah. But shut your fucking horn up right now. Don't do this.
There should be a person.
Oh, what was that little fuck's name? Scrappy?
Scrappy-Doo?
Yeah, fuck him.
Scrappy-Doo deserves nothing.
Fuck Scrappy-Doo. Fucking piece of shit.
Oh, you know what was a good fucking show? I can never remember what it's called. It's that racing show.
Wacky races.
I used to laugh like Muggsley.
Really?
Yeah, like I still kind of do. He does that stupid Febreze laugh.
Yeah.
Like where he goes. Like I literally laugh like Muggsley.
Oh, is that the dog?
Yeah.
No, didn't he have like a more of a squeaky type?
He was like, hey, but it was like a Febreze laugh.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's been a long time since I've seen Wacky Races.
I love Wacky Races.
How do they make, like, several episodes of this? It's literally the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, they race in their cars, that guy tries to take it over, and it never works out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be fair, that's, like, the plot of every crime show.
There's a crime,
they try to kill another person, it doesn't work out. Or maybe Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh,
they did
Wizards.
Some magic, and it went wrong, and then they fixed it.
That's true, yeah.
Hannah Montana. Yeah.
She almost got found out.
But then she didn't.
Yeah.
Sweet life of Zack and Cody. They made a mess in the hotel. Got yelled at. Fixed the mess.
Our podcasts.
We talk about nothing. People laugh. We make another podcast.
Exactly. That's the key.
I could go for some sweet tea right now.
Sweet tea?
I love sweet tea.
But where?
We're in New York. There's no sweet tea up here. Yeah. You don't have to remind me that.
It's only tea with no flavoring at all or kombucha.
My southern blood is suffering. I haven't had fried okra or a good steak.
What the fuck is okra?
You've never had fried okra?
No.
I cannot wait to take you guys all farther south than DC and just show you all of these amazing things.
I don't know what the fuck okra is.
It's a vegetable, but it's amazing. And it's fried.
I've had fried pickles before.
Pickles are disgusting.
I fucking love pickles.
I hate pickles. Remember when we were at lunch and I was like, are you done with your food? And you were like, what? And I was like, I want to throw your pickle away. So eat it or let me throw it away right now. Because I could smell it. And I was just like,
ugh. I love pickles. That crunch.
No.
Oh, so
disgusting.
Tasty. So tasty.
Disgusting.
The crunch.
Nope.
The
pickles are so pickles. Bad.
They're so good.
All right, guys. If you ever figure out who we are, just mail Vita a box of pickles so she's scarred for life.
Why would I be scarred?
Because
I have
by the
a
time,
bag, box
by the
of
time
pickles.
You got your box of pickles, the cardboard would be soggy and the pickles would be rotten.
Then I just throw out those pickles and get new ones.
Pickles are disgusting.
Pickles.
This is going to end up repeating badly on me and everybody's just going to give me pickle shit. Just like the llamas. I don't like llamas. Everybody gives me llamas.
I'm going to get you a pickle. Like a pillow pickle.
No.
A pickle pillow.
Don't you dare. I'm going to find something you hate. I'm going to get you a pillow with...
What do I hate? Let me know.
I'm going to get you a pillow with dick pic on it.
With a dick pic?
Just like really gross penis on the pillow. And you'll sleep on it and wake up in the morning and be drooling and then there's just a penis on your face.
Honestly, I'd keep that penis pillow and I'll cherish it for my life. What, you really think that you can get
a pillow that's shaped like a jewel, but I'm gonna make the light red so it's always dead.
That would piss RJ off more than me.
Who the fuck is RJ?
I don't fucking know. A piece of shit.
I think you meant Raffy.
Yeah. God damn. Who the fuck is RJ? I don't know.
Hey, RJ, we're just gonna keep your name in here because that was too funny to end. You're not Rasper Jasper anymore.
Yeah, you're RJ. I'm sorry.
You don't get to have a secret identity.
Not anymore.
But you don't have any social media, so no one's gonna find you.
Exactly. And RJ is kind of a nickname anyways. Okay, that's getting out. That's taking it out. Like, you're gonna say that. I'm gonna fucking
beep over it.
Beep over it.
Guys, I just said RJ's real name.
Yeah. I'm like a fucking menace.
Since we're beeping over when I mess up now, I'm just gonna mess up all the time just to annoy you when you edit later.
I'm gonna fucking punch you. Guess what? Bitch!
And the Big editing? Mouth is only 20 minutes long.
That's because it's fucking Big Mouth.
Ugh! Bubble bath.
Bubble bath.
Come on, Justin, baby, get yourself a bubble bath.
I fucking love that monster. My favorite fucking character is Jay.
Jay is so good.
Jay is so fucking funny. He doesn't even need a hormone monster. He's his own hormone monster.
He is. I really like Coach Steve.
Coach Steve, a fucking weirdo.
And I really like Nick's dad. With the scallops.
And the shit like that.
Nicky Poo, why don't you put on some pants?
Oh, fuck. Wait, is it... Which one's Nick?
The
small peen?
The small peen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other kid's dad.
No, that guy's dad's a douchebag. He's an unsupportive father. I really love that the ghost of Ray Charles is in there.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Wait, is that Ray Charles? That's not Ray Charles. I don't know why I thought Ray Charles.
What is it?
Ghost I don't fucking know. The ghost of a musical black man is in
there. That's true.
Skibbity dip dip.
He always makes jokes about, like, well, I'm a ghost and dead in your basement. I'm paying for it now. And shit like that. Like, okay. Oh my god. And then, that fucking show is, like, comedy gold. I fucking love it.
When is season 3 coming out? I'm ready.
I need it to fucking come out soon.
I'm ready.
I'm so fucking ready for it.
I need to know what happens when Nick has a female hormone monster.
Right? Like,
he's I feel like that's weird.
I feel like it's weird, but it suits him.
Like, I just... Okay, so, like, the whole hormone monster thing was cool, and, like, that lady fucking watched Jesse finger herself for the first time.
Yeah.
And that, like, it was fine, because it was, like, a girl-on-girl thing, and that was a girl. But, like, that girl hormone monster is gonna watch Nick jack off at some point.
But it's also a hormone monster. So, like, that's what their job is, to, like, make him like that.
But it's so
Because weird. I can't think of Marty being his hormone monster. Mm. Like, I personally can't think of him being that.
Nah. I agree.
So, like, it kind of suits him.
This
like,
podcast is just a Big Mouth promotion. Yeah. You better fucking pay us, Nick Kroll.
Ugh, Netflix, thanks.
Our whole 12 people are going to watch Big Mouth now.
Except for RJ.
RJ already watches it.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't like the show.
What? RJ! You better... We're going to have a talk about that later.
He thinks it's, like, weird.
It is weird, but his hentai is weirder.
His hentai is weirder. I mean, true. You know that they deleted Hentai Heaven?
Oh no, whatever will he do now? He has nothing to watch on the internet.
I know a lot of people are just like, fuck, like, where am I gonna get my hentai porn from?
Now he's gonna be stuck watching, like, Doctor Who cartoon reenactment porns.
not even cartoon, like live action Doctor Who porn.
I was like gonna say something, but I just like my mouth didn't work and my head was just like, that's so stupid. And I started laughing. when we make edit this episode, can you, or like post it or whatever, can you just make the title, We Roast RJ for 45 minutes?
Sorry, fam. RJ should be our next interviewer.
Oh, 100%. We'll have to interview him at my house. RJ, welcome to La Vida Loca. How did you feel about our last episode?
And did you cry about it?
I hope you cried about it. He's gonna hear this and be like, oh, I get to be the next interviewer?
It's like, yeah, bud. I'll do it. He was like, can I do the interview while high? I'm like, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I think you'll be more entertaining when you're high.
Probably, yeah.
I think everything will be more entertaining.
Oh, we should still do that drunk Bible lesson from
Oh, we should. You have to beep out your own name now.
I do.
Haha, you messed up. So, backstory, listeners. I keep calling them listeners today. Both of me and Vita's families are very religious. Yeah. And we're gonna do a drunk recap of the Bible.
That's gonna be fucking hilarious.
So,
we can take shots.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. That's Genesis 1-1. You're welcome.
Yes.
Off to a good start. We're not drunk right now, so it doesn't count.
Yeah. We need to pick a story, and then we're just gonna bounce off each other.
My favorite one I remember so vividly was the one where Paul got bitten by a snake and all the villagers were like, what the fuck, Paul? How are you surviving? That snake is poisonous. And he's like, I'm not. And he passes out. And then the villagers are just like, yeah, that makes sense. And then the next day he like shows up and he's like, look at these holes in my hand. I am Jesus. Jesus has rescued me. The hands represent his nails. And it was just like a snake bite. And he was alive again, though. It was really funny. I don't know why I vividly remember that story.
I don't know why either. I remember the story where, oof, goddamn.
Thanks.
I remember the story where Jesus was in, like, this village or whatever, and everyone was, like, crowding around him, and this, like, really, like, sick, poor woman,
mm-hmm.
I think, couldn't get past the crowd, but she touched the hem of his, like, clothing, of his, whatever he was wearing. And then she immediately, like, I don't think she got healed immediately, but, like, immediately, like,
was
he turned,
up.
Yeah, it was up. And it was, like, he turned to her and was, like, what do you need, my child? She was, like,
my little
your
sheepy.
Help, please.
My
and he was,
little
like,
sheepy.
You got it. True. Remember when they fucking put, like, lamb's blood over the fucking door?
Yeah, so the angel of death wouldn't kill them
when
they were rescuing the Jews from Egypt.
Exactly.
I know my shit. Fuck with us.
That's fucking nuts. Fucking bonkers.
Okay, before we get too into this religious stuff, because we're tired, I think we're going to call it quits.
Sure.
Tune in next time for either a drunk recap for the Bible or an interview with RJ, or an interview with my mom. We haven't decided yet.
Yes, it's still up in the air.
Do you remember the outro?
Nope.
Make sure you live in La Vida Loca.
There you go.
All right, bye, guys.